Sing Out was founded over 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week is from Winifred Horan from her CD Just One Wish on Shanicky Records. We heard The Princess and the Frog, one of her tunes. Every March 17th, the United States becomes the center of everything Irish. We wear green, swig green brew, eat corned beef and cabbage, and celebrate with parades. You would never think that the holiday honoring the patron saint of Ireland would have become so very Americanized. In Ireland, the holiday is viewed as a holy day rather than a holiday. The day commemorates the anniversary of the 5th century death of the saint who brought Christianity to the Emerald Isle. Boston claims to be the home of the celebration in the United States. March 17, 1737, about 24 Presbyterians gathered and formed the Charitable Irish Society to aid distressed Irish immigrants in the city. An annual dinner is held to this day. However, St. Augustine, Florida, claims to have celebrated the first celebration, honoring the saint in 1600. The first parade was reported in 1762, when Irish-born British soldiers marched through Lower Manhattan to breakfast at a local Irish tavern. You can decide which of the accounts to believe. We'll open this week's program honoring St. Patrick's Day with Declan O'Rourke and In Painter's Light from his new CD Arrivals on School Kids Records, and we'll follow that with a solo flute tune from Noel Rice. But first, here's Declan O'Rourke on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
One day I'll be an artist, I will rise up with the dawn. Mix colors for my canvas through the silence of the morning and painter's light. In the quiet there, a fishing boat will gently breathe in its colors and reflect across the sky-filled seam in painter's light. I don't know what it is that's kept me from it all this time. Best way to kill the thing you love is if you never even try. But I won't let my love die. When I was but a boy, I fell in love with how the hand with just a pencil could create a flower, a face, a country landscape, and how an artist could wear his heart right on my sleeve. And I got lost in every line until that boy became a man. My childhood dreams of exhibitions somehow stayed a secret plan. And you know yourself, my friends, what life can do with plans. This old game I'm in demands that I commit the perfect crime. Say each man kills the thing he loves if you just give him enough time. But I won't kill mine. I will rise up with the dawn.
A spirit that soars. waits for me. Somehow guiding light always shows the way to those who lose their way by night, searching for the day. A day unexpectedly, perhaps beyond this silent hill, a voice will come to me. Raise your eyes and see my world. Raise your voice and sing out. Someone waits for me. Somewhere along the road, someone waits for me. Beyond the present storms that blow, waiting patiently. No secrets have spirit that soars over mountains. Somewhere along the road, someone waits for me. Somewhere along the road, someone waits for me. Thank you.
We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And that was Christina and Quinn Bachand. They're a brother and sister from their recording Little Hinges. And we heard a trio of jigs. The first was called the Bachand Jig, which was written by Christina. That's the name of the set. Then we heard the Rolling Wave and Hag at the Spinning Wheel. Christina and Quinn Bachand from Little Hinges. And before that, we heard from Kathy Ryan and the title track of her recording, Somewhere Along the Road. That's on Shanicky Records. It's a beautiful song. And before that, we heard Noel Rice on the silver flute, the regular flute, and the Humors of Ballylochlan, a jig, from the great recording Light Through the Leaves on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with Declan O'Rourke from his new recording Arrivals and In Painter's Light. And that's on School Kids Records from Declan O'Rourke. I'm going to lead off this next set with John Doyle from his recording The Path of Stones. And this is The Rambler from Clare on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
First of my journey that ever was known, I straight took my way to the county to roam, where among the pretty maidens they used me well there, and they called me the stranger and the rambler from Clare. Was then I enlisted in the town called Fermoy, with so many masters I could not comply. I deserted next morning, the truth I declare, and for Limerick town went a rambler from Clare. I made my way then to the town of Tralee, where I fell a courting young Sally McGee. Well, I first gained her favour and then left her there, and now they're in search of the rambler from Clare. Like a deserter, my case to bewail, I was taken and captured in the town of Rathkeel. Then off to headquarters they had me repair, and in that black hole stuck a rambler from Clare. Oh, I took off my hat and I made a low bow, in hopes that the colonel would pardon me now. The pardon he gave me was hard and severe. Oh, bind him, confine him, he's a rambler from Clare. And mother got a woeful surprise. My loving father, his shouts reached the skies. Brave boys, said my father, arms now prepare, and bring me my darling and a rambler from Clare. It was then we assembled in harmonious throng, with our guns on our shoulders, we were 10,000 strong. Well, the firing began with our boys in the rear, and they broke the jail door and took the rambler from Clare. And we made our way then to the barony of Fort, where some of our heroes lay in camps before. Well, the firing began, I can't tell you from where, but our chief commander was a rambler from Clare. The united man, I cannot stay home in my own native land. So off to America I must quickly repair, and leave all my friends in that sweet part of Clare. Farewell to my father, wherever he be. Likewise to my sweetheart, young Sally McGee. Well, the ship she lies ready and the wind blows fair. He is gone, God be with him, the rambler from Clare.
Attention paid to what I say, and value it if you do. I shall relate the matchless fate of Bold Jack Donahoo. He'd scarcely served 12 months in chains upon the Australian shore when he took to the highway, as he had done before. He went with Jackie Underwood and Webber and Walmsley too. They were the true companions of Bull Jack Donahoo. Bull Donahoo was taken for a notorious crime and sentenced to be hanged upon the gallows tree so high. When they brought him to Sydney jail, he left them in a stew. For when they came to call the roll, they missed Jack Donahoo. As Donahoo made his escape, to the bush he went straightway. The people there were afraid to travel by night or day. For every day in the newspapers they brought out something new concerning that bold bush ranger they called Jack Donahoo. His companions rode out one afternoon, not thinking that the pangs of death would overtake them soon. To their surprise, the horse police rode smartly into view, and in double quick time they did advance to take Jack Donahoo. Oh, Donahoo, oh, Donahoo, throw down your caravan. Or do you intend to fight us all, and will you not resign? To surrender to such cowardly dogs is a thing I never would do. Today I'll fight with all my might, cried Bold Jack Donahoo. It never shall be said of me that Donahoo the brave could surrender to a policeman or become an Englishman's slave. I'd rather roam these hills a while like a dingo or kangaroo than work 1 hour for government, cried Bold Jack Donahoo. The sergeant and the corporal, they did their men divide. Some fired at him from behind and some from every side. The sergeant and the corporal, they both fired at him too, and a rifle bullet pierced the heart of Bold Jack Donahoo. 9 rounds he fired, and 9 men shot before the fatal ball that pierced his heart and made him smart and caused him for to fall. And as he closed his mournful eyes, he bade the world adieu, crying, convicts all, pray for the soul of Bold Jack Donahoo.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2211. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Winifred Horan and her recording Just One Wish. And we heard a couple of reels written by Winifred, Life Ain't So Bad and Mary and Julie Is Real. That's from her recording Just One Wish on Shanachie Records. And before that, Kitty Donahoe from her recording The Irishman's Daughter. And we heard The Story of the Bold Jack Donahue. That's on Roheen Records from Kitty Donahoe. And before that, we heard from Kevin Burke from his recording Sligo Maid and a trio of tunes, The Clog, Abbey's Green Isle, and O'Keefe's. That's on Loftus Records. And we let off that set with John Doyle from The Path of Stones. And we heard The Rambler from Clare. That's on Compass Records. We're going to lead off this next set with a duo called Stout. They live in Germany, and they play Irish music. Here's a song called Roddy McClory from the duo Stout on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
See the fleet-foot host of men who speed with faces awan. From farmstead and from fisher's cut along the banks of Bann, they come with vengeance in their eye. But too late are they. For young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Toon today. Up the narrow street he stepped, smiling proud and young. About the emerald on his neck, the golden ringlets clung. There was ne'er a tear in his blue eye, though sad and bright are they. For young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Toon today. Up the street, his shining pike in hand. Behind him marched an grey marais, a stalwart earnest band. For Antrim town, for Antrim town, he led them to the fray. For young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Toon today. Never a one of all young dead more bravely fell in fray than he who marches to his fate on the bridge of Toon today. True to the last, true to the last, he climbs the upward way. For young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Toon today. See the fleet-foot host of men who speed with faces wan. From farmstead and from fisher's cot along the banks of Bann, they come with vengeance in their eye. But too late are they. For young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Toon today. They come with vengeance in their eye. But too late are they. For young Roddy McCorley Corley goes to die on the bridge of doom today.
Do-da-ma-da.
If you ever have a chance to see Wee Banjo 3, don't pass it up. That was from their recording Gather the Good, and we heard a couple of tunes strung together, Old Time Sun and Johnny O'Leary's. That's from Wee Banjo 3. And before that, we heard from Dervish, and they're recording The Great Irish Songbook, and they were joined by the bluegrass band The Steel Drivers for There's Whiskey in the Jar. Then they tacked on Waynesboro at the end. That's on Rounder Records. And before that, we heard from Robin Bullock, the master guitarist, from his recording The Carillon Collection. And we heard Carillon's Receipt, and that is on Dancing Wolf Records. And we let off that set with Stout from their recording Undaunted, and we heard Roddy McClory. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I hope you've enjoyed our Irish program for St. Patrick's Day this week. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you have enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, get inoculated and boosted, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music. On the Sing Out Radio Magazine, this is episode 2211.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell.